Designed by Wingnut Social is brought to you by Wingnut Social, the leading interior design and home pro digital marketing agency. We know it works, so you don't have to. Learn more at wingnutsocial.com.
Have you hit a wall when it comes to growing your design business? Then welcome to Designed by Wingnut Social, helping home professionals accelerate their success with proven industry practices and expert advice.
Hey kids, and welcome to Design by Wingnut Social. I'm your host, interior decorator Darla Jethro Powell. On today's show, we have Jessica Brigham, the founder of, wait for it, Jessica Brigham, right? She is an interior designer who I've been following for quite a while on Instagram, and her work is beautiful, of course. And if you're watching our channel Designed by Wingnut Social on YouTube, you're going to see some of her work there, or you can go over to Instagram and follow her at I'm Jessica Brigham with no apostrophe there. Instagram and see her beautiful work, right? And Jessica and I really dig into how she built her business, got her amazing following on Instagram, but everywhere really, but Instagram was the focus of this, and how she is establishing a really profitable, well-run interior design business, being a thought leader in the DIY space, right? Those don't seem congruent, right? How are you going to get clients by being a thought leader in DIY? But you're going to find out on this episode here. So before I get in my conversation with Jessica, there's a drill and you know about it. All right. Jessica Brigham is a vivacious native New Yorker based in New England, and she boasts her love for big and bold design. And is it ever? It's her goal to equip and empower creatively inclined women to live out their best magazine ready life. She is obsessed with designing, doing it herself, chronic rearranging, making up her own words, cooking, cocktails, thrifting, and getting done. This is her bio, guys. This is why I love her. Day by day, she is manifesting her dream to create a modern, eclectic, and glam world. And that's just her Italian side showing. All right, guys. Help me in welcoming Jessica Brigham to the show. Hey there, Jessica Brigham. Welcome to the show. How the hell are you?
Hey there. I'm doing great, Darla. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. I'm sitting here with my podcast juice.
Heck yeah, girl.
It's that time of day.
I feel like I should have joined you. I just got me a little seltzer over here.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Well, right. I mean,
So I'm so happy to have you on the show. This is something that we've had in the works for quite a while. And full disclosure, you're a Wingnut Social strategy client. That's not what we're here for right now. We're going to talk about the insane growth of your business so far. We were just talking, and you started full time your interior design business in 22, right? 2022.
Yeah, about 2022 full time. That's correct. So,
and I'm a huge fan of yours. Like, I follow your Instagram. I love your Instagram aesthetic, and that has 38,700 followers.
Yeah.
Pretty
cool. I'm still happy. I'm pretty happy about it.
I would be pretty happy about that too. That's amazing. And of course, your work is stunning. Your design work is stunning. And I want to talk about your journey through the interior design business piece, what you've learned, how you're doing it. And you have a kind of a unique focus that some interior designers struggle with as far as attracting ideal clients, and that you focus a lot on the DIY educational thought leader kind of piece. So, let's start there, right? And talk to me about your content creation around that. And how have you found that to be helpful in growing your influencer piece, which is the Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And the business, are they connected? Are they different? Tell me about that journey.
Yeah, 100%. So literally, like my bio says in my Instagram, I'm just a sassy broad who picked up a nail gun one day. That's like a completely accurate statement. I literally just decided to pick up a nail gun and hang French doors to the office I'm sitting in. And then I built Bort and Batten in my dining room. And then I put trim up in my guest room. And the next thing I knew, I was on Instagram and talking to all these people about all this crazy stuff I was doing in my house. So what started as a side hustle for me just kind of morphed into a whole interiors journey, into being crazy and colorful and maximal and teaching people how to just do things and create sanctuaries in their homes. So what just was what really was just meant to be a creative outlet ended up becoming this entire new business for me. I formerly was a wedding photographer for 10 years. And I always loved interiors, but it wasn't really until I just started, getting more adventurous with, you know, different colors and actually trying things that I didn't know how to do. I had no formal training. I just started doing things in my house. And that's kind of what I like to help people see is like they can actually, if they just pick something up with, Women of Prayer and maybe watch a couple of tutorials, you know, just to get them going, they'll actually get a lot of stuff done. And should just, you got to start somewhere. You know, the to-do list is long. Just pick a couple of them and start ticking them off and you'd be amazed at what you can accomplish. So yeah, like what started just as that ended up becoming a whole little design business. Before 2020 even hit, I was doing what I called e-decor packages for people where I just decided like, hey, I can actually help you recreate your room. And it started, you know, it really just started really small. I kind of took a different strategy than I did with my photography business where I was like, you know, I'm just gonna have fun with this and see what happens. And I started to attract a lot of people, and Instagram was definitely a great way for me to like reach everybody. I would say that was my bread and butter as far as marketing was concerned. I was really able to attract an audience because, you know, I'm a big firm believer of that. They love you or they don't. So like, if you're just going to be who you are, then they're going to come. So it was really great. And that little tiny thing blossomed into the online interior design business that I have today. And I do branch out sometimes in person as well, but I do focus primarily on doing online design for, you know, virtual design for my clients.
I love it. And you're crazy authentic, right? So in your bio, I love that. Just a sassy broad who picked up a nail gun one day. That's such a intriguing value proposition, right? I'm like, oh, really? That's so interesting. Let me check her out. Let me follow her. Let me see. I love it. It's really brilliant. I love it. Did we do that or did you do that?
That was one of the things that we were reviewing the bio and everything. They were like, well, this is not good for SEO, but we really like it. I'm like, cool, let's stick with it then. Because it's like, that line is like so accurate to how it all started.
Yeah, I love it. And if you're not following us on our YouTube channel, Designed by Wingnut Social, my producer, Nicole Lyons, will put up some imagery there of your work. And of course, you can follow Jessica Brigham at I'm Jessica Brigham on Instagram to follow her. Your work is stunning. You said you're not formally trained, and it's more than just, you know, and I'm looking through your stuff here, your design, your work. This is more than just picking up a nail gun, right? There's a talent here. What do you attribute that to?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I have always, I feel like a lot of people say this. I always loved interior design. Like, I mean, it started when I was a kid. My mom and I used to go antiquing all the time. We used to go to yard sales. And then as I grew up, like I loved thrifting and collecting things. I loved things with stories, but I always loved the idea, like home was always something that like I saw, you know, creating a sanctuary, like it was where you would come. It's where you spend most of your time. So like, I always embraced that. I've always been kind of a type A kind of person, like everything has its place. And I think, you know, for me, I don't know, it's so funny. I guess it's intuitive because I love color and I love patterns and I love things. And I don't know, I just see things and I love to help people see that no matter where their tastes are, like I'm very eclectic. You know, that word's kind of a little bit overused, but I think it's such a great term. I think it's one of those terms that is going to stick around. It's not a trendy thing. Like I'm just very eclectic. And I think that people are like, oh, none of my things really go together. So I find that if you really just stick to what you love and you find certain collections that you like to do, like I like to collect decanters. I love to collect anything brass. I love to collect all sorts of different artwork. Like, so for me, it's just it's an amalgamation of like I have an antique shop. My entire attic is just an antique shop. Like I just collect way too many things and I create with what I have just based on creating what feels good to me and finding balance in spaces, you know, like it's hard to explain. It's like one of the hardest things to explain because it's like, I don't know. I love color and I love taking chances on stuff and putting things together and seeing what comes out. So for me, it's like, just take a risk, especially if you're like a thrifter and it's not going to cost you a ton of money. Like I know a lot of people get like worried about spending a ton of money or having to ship something back. It's like, you don't necessarily have to do that. You could try small and like kind of just see what feels like you and it'll start to come. It pieces itself together naturally. I don't know.
It's like an artist trying to describe their talent and how they paint. And so you just can't either have it or you don't sometimes, right? You can train to a certain extent, but if you don't have, and I can see the vintage and the decor, and that's huge, especially with millennials. I don't know. Are you a millennial? Is that your age
group? I am considered a millennial, yes.
It's kind of like, it's not grand millennial because that's more like lace and stuff. You're more maximalist with the vintage, but you also have some transitional and contemporary pieces mixed. It just everything works so well together, and I love it. So let's go back to the DIY part of it, right? So you do e-design primarily, right? So
yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I do. That's become okay. my mainstay. Yeah.
So are you, when you're doing the e-design, is that at a price point that correlates with content creation for like a DIY kind of level of interior design? Do you know what I'm getting at?
I do. I actually think it's a great question. So I actually recently rebranded all of my e-design packages. It used to be just, I called it e-decor, and now I call it Design to Dwell. And it's more of a just like a full package of helping people understand like what it's going to take to get to what I'm giving them. Like they want to come to me because they need the idea. They don't have the idea. And when I talk to them in kickoffs and all of the questionnaires leading up to it, mm-hmm. I ask them what their level is of comfort. Like, where are you DIY wise? So like when people come to me, they're going to know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to come to me and know that I'm DIY oriented, and they may not be so much. So coming to me knowing in advance, like what their level is going to be important to me when I actually provide them with a design, because that means that if they're comfortable building a bookshelf, like what you see behind me, I can easily direct them to something on my blog. Like when I say like, okay, we're going to go through all of this and check out my tutorial, you can get all the products here. And when I give them a virtual presentation, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about, where it goes. So it really depends. As far as the price point is concerned, I would say that considering like an interior like firm, like a more like in full service interior firm, it's a completely different, it's a completely different approach to interior design. Like I actually have been saying like, you know, like design is no longer a luxury. Like you can actually find very approachable and attainable ways to create a home that you love that doesn't like completely drain your bank account. So...
I was going through a rebrand in my company and having a new website built. And I brought in Wingnut at around the same time and had them do a strategy. In that strategy, I found it to be really comprehensive and actionable. I, like probably many designers, find Instagram to be such a bear. I understand that it is so, so important. It is a visual medium. What we do is so visual, but it's just, it's an entire full-time job, and with running a business and actually doing design, it was just really not feasible for me to keep up that pace with Instagram if I ever wanted to sleep. So working with Wingnut, they have taken all of that off of my plate, which honestly is the most invaluable piece of working with Wingnut.
Yeah, I love it. And that's a niche, right? And I love that you've connected that intellectual thought leader part of it with having to put the elbow grease in it to achieve the results that you put in there. Do people come to you with like no DIY experience? Do you source products for them as well? Or tell them, hey, look for the shelf at this thrift store? How does that work? Or you only work with people?
I'm actually always surprised at the people that come to me that don't have the DIY, but there's a good, I would say at least half of the people that come to me, it's not that they don't have it. They just don't want to do it. They don't have the proclivity for it. So for me so I'm not just basically telling somebody how to build their room or put it together. I'm absolutely putting together a concept with a like shopping list that has all furnishings that they can use as a guide. I do a mix of retail and thrift finds. Facebook Marketplace is my best friend. I'll totally search in their area to see if I can find them really cool stuff. I'm like, hop to it, girl. Don't lose it. Like, So it's not entirely DIY based. The DIY aspect of it is, I think, more inspirational at this point for everybody that follows me mostly. Like I would say most of my audience and most of my clients are inspired by the DIY and know that we can create something pretty incredible. Like DIY is as simple as putting up wallpaper. It's like, I'll encourage you to put up wallpaper. And if you really can't, then you're definitely buying into a design package that would afford you the opportunity to hire out like too. So,
right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So you're a one woman show, right? It's just you. You don't have any designers working with you or anything at this point. Is that something Is that something that you grow? You want to grow into to grow bigger, or you're happy just DIY e-design? It's the Jessica Brigham Show. The end.
I have to say, I think that maybe this was an interview. My biggest weakness is figuring out how to grow my one woman show. So that is totally like my dream is to absolutely have a team behind me. And I think it's like I consider myself an artist that has business savvy. So like I'm just kind of I just keep building and building and doing and doing. And delineation is definitely not my strong suit. So and it's so funny because I listen to your podcast a lot and I've like totally like,
thank you.
Like, I think it's Meredith Huck, right? She's actually local in my area. So I've been meaning to reach out to her. But like her systems, I'm just like, oh, my God, like, how did you figure it out? And then it's funny because I, you know, just another plug, I've totally hired Katie McFarlane. I've heard her through your podcast to just do like a little business audit of mine. And so it's funny because I'm trying, to expand it and doing the best I can. But right now, it's still just little of me.
It's so much you though, right? So that's scary when we're like, oh, we have to delegate when you really, I mean, you are it for this brand. You're doing all the work, all the facing, all the DIY knowledge, all the design. So yeah, to delegate that is a little bit of a, it is going to be a little bit of work, right? To figure out how to do that scale. When do you see that this business model, the way you've done it, mostly on the DIY side, do you see it being scalable or do you think you'll have to like really just go start going into homes and doing it, doing the project management for them? How do you see that growing?
For sure. So I was doing in-person work for when I first started up. I had a bunch of people. I don't even remember. I had about 7 clients when I first started doing this, like becoming, moving it from a side hustle to doing this full time. And it was a lot of work. So it overwhelmed me. And I decided I wanted to focus on the e-design aspect of it. So I was able to spend all of last year, like honing in on my business versus like working on it. Or, you know, so yeah, not working on just on the business or in the business, or I forget.
Working on it. Yeah.
But either way. Yeah, exactly. I needed to I needed to make the business work more. And I had to like slow down my like actual physical presence at these jobs. But yeah, in the growing future, I would like to expand myself to do more in-person work, but I think it's going to take a little bit of finagling to figure out how to grow it that way based on where I am right now.
Yeah, because if they want to do the DIY or if you're looking on Facebook Marketplace for them, which sounds like a hell of a service, by the way, I've gotten lots of great pieces from Facebook Marketplace. I love it. But I was just thinking, how would I do that for people across the country? I mean, that would be, you're like, go grab it before it's gone, because good stuff does go really quickly.
Absolutely. You gotta really be it's really more for like character rich pieces. So like, you know, like, for example, like everything pretty much except for the shelves behind me, I have probably either found on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, which used to be my best friend and doesn't really exist anymore. I just dated myself. But anyway, like if somebody's looking for like a creative piece, like I love Tiger Oak pieces. Like this filing cabinet behind me came from the Thomas Jefferson Memorial Library in Philadelphia. And I picked it up off of Craigslist and somebody's like dirty garage. They were like, yeah, it was in pristine condition. So I'm like, when people are looking for these character rich pieces, like, I mean, all you have to really do is just, it's great. I have to be honest, Facebook has made it very easy. Like you just put in the zip code. Craigslist technically used to be the same way, but either way, Facebook does make it super easy. And these are not necessarily pieces that everybody's jumping for. Like they're unique, you know, they might be sitting there, but when I do deliver the package, people know going into it that there's no guarantee it's going to last because it's a clickable shopping list. So like, you know, is it going to stay in stock for retail? I'll mention if something's low stock. But if I have any thrift finds, I'll note them on the list so that they know to get on top of that. Like if they're interested, take a look at it right away and hop to it. But, you know, like if people are willing to thrift and they tell me, most of the people that come to me are thrifters, not so much DIYers, but they are big collectors and thrifters. So it's easy enough to tell them like, hey, hop on this.
Yeah. The piece that I got, we just remodeled our kitchen and we needed something on the one end on the wall. And I found it was like 8 foot tall by, I want to say it's 9 or 10 feet wide pine hutch.
They were
out
pretty.
Of Virginia. It's perfect out of Virginia. And I've been looking at it for months and I finally convinced my wife to purchase it. It wasn't inexpensive, but it wasn't that expensive, but shipping it here was.
Yeah, I'll bet. I know there is that option too. They do have services, but they are not cheap. But no,
they are not But it's perfect. It is perfect. And sometimes the only way you can do that is to look for something that's, you know, vintage or thrift stores or something to find that perfect thing. And it's not mass produced, you know, and not everybody has it. Nobody has this, you know, so I do love that piece behind it. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your social media, right? Sure. You're doing it all yourself right now, right?
I am.
You're not afraid to be front and center, right? A lot of designers are a little scared about being, even if it's named after them, it's the Susan McNugget Show. You know, they're afraid to get out there on their social and be front and center with the video or be front and center with the face. And that's made a huge difference for you. It has to have, because that's the whole business.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I grew up with a bunch of off the boat Italians. I don't know. I grew up being loud from New York. Like, everybody's talking over everybody. So I don't know. I think it's just, yeah, absolutely not. I don't know. I the amount of photos that have been taken of me growing up since I was a child, like, I have been in front of the camera. I studied photography, so I do have a real great appreciation for that in general. But yeah, no, absolutely just... No issue there. Just need more time. That's all. Need more time to do more of it.
Let's add another layer to that, right? So not only are you front and center, you are 100% you front and center. You don't care if you swear. They're swearing on your website.
Get done.
All kinds of stuff on there. And I find it refreshing, right? Like, if I was in the market looking for an interior designer, I would say, oh, this girl looks like fun. Let me, you know, see what she's all about. Let me hire her. But let's be fair. Some people might find it polarizing, right? So how are you finding that raw authenticity is attracting your ideal clients?
Something I've definitely learned when it comes to being in business for yourself is to be unapologetic. And especially if you're, you know, leading, especially with like a good cause of just helping people create homes that they love. Why not just be who you are instead of being just, you know, this button up, you know, identity or professional identity that, you know, because that's great. There's room for that. There's room for the prestige, but there's also, I think, room for having fun and being yourself and being a little bit silly. And I don't take myself seriously. And I think, like, I take my work seriously, but I don't take myself that seriously. And I think that absolutely translates to the people that are going to be interested in that. And as far as being unapologetic, it's like, you know, love me, hate me, that's fine. I'm not there to please everybody. So
yeah, I love that. The most successful designers and most successful influencers have a piece of that somewhere baked in, not on purpose, but just that authenticity. I think we had Maria Killam on the show. I don't know if you're familiar with Maria Killam.
Oh, she's so great. I actually started following her after your show. She's so great.
Yeah. And she admits that some of the stuff she puts out there is polarizing, right? But because she's niching in to...
I love her opinion on black hardware. Oh, it's so great. Everybody gets so upset.
But because she's made a commitment and she's serving the audience who loves her, it just she's blowing it through the roof. I love it very much.
Yes.
So Jessica Brigham, where do you see yourself, you know, once you've scaled growing in 10 years? Are you going to be on HGTV? What does this look like? What's the end game?
Oh gosh, I would say the goal that has built itself up kind of just from taking this joyride is I would love to have my own home decor line at some point in time. Just pieces that I've been keeping track of over the years of what I think is like missing from the market and things that like I've thrifted that you can't repeat because they just don't exist anywhere. So for me, like, I would absolutely love to create my own home decor line. That would be the end. That would be the game plan for
that's
me.
That's a terrific goal.
From here
I love
on
that.
Out.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. The licensing deal. You hear that? Anyone out there listening?
Hello.
Jessica wants a licensing deal. Let's go. Curry & Company, let's go. Give Jessica a licensing deal. All right. Jessica Brigham, is there anything that you think you need to add to this conversation before we get into the What Up Wingnut round?
I think we're good. I think we're good. I feel like we covered a lot.
I know you're good. I'm looking at your work. You're beautiful. All right. Now I have to ask you, Jessica Brigham, are you ready for the What Up Wingnut round?
I'm ready.
What would the hashtag on your tombstone be?
Creative jack of all trades.
Nice. You're stuck on a deserted island, but you can have your one favorite food. What is it?
It would be my grandmother's beef broth.
Why?
Well, because my grandmother taught me how to cook, and she recently passed away in June. Aww. And so for me, like, just food and living and like enjoying all things. Like that's what I would take. Cause I mean, everybody would say I would take sushi, but the fish are there. So I would take her beef broth as my eternity.
Get collagen and protein from that.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Sorry for your loss there. That's a sweet story.
It's okay. Thank
and
you.
Last but not least, please recommend a book that's impacted you either personally or professionally.
So this one's kind of funny because I asked my husband what he thought would be a good one too. And he was like, you should tell them if you give a mouse a cookie. And I was like, that's ridiculous. Because he said my entire life is if you give a mouse a cookie, like literally just like, I just get one thing and I just keep rolling with it. But I would say one of the books I read recently was a book by Ryan Daniel Moran called, 12 months to 1 million. Cause again, I'm trying to start that home decor line. So trying to figure it out.
How was it? 12 months to 1 million.
Great.
That's
really
one I haven't heard of. I'm going to do that. 12 months to 1 million.
It's a really great book. I think that, you know, I listened to the audiobook. I think you're an audiobook person, right? If I remember correctly.
100%.
Yeah, I listened to the audiobook and, you know, he does the book himself, but I think it's like one of those things where it sounds really simple, but you have to put a lot of work into it. And everybody's story is completely different about how much they have to put in or invest. But generally, just know that for 12 months, it's going to be a real ringer to get you there. So that was the latest book I read that I thought was pretty fantastic. And his podcast is great, too. So.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check both of those out on my Audible there. All right. So Jessica Brigham, please tell the Wingnuts where they can go to find out more about you and about I'm Jessica Brigham, and we'll call it a day.
All right. Well, you could go to my website, which is just my namesake, jessicabrigham.com. And you can see me on Instagram. I'm Jessica Brigham, and pretty much every social media channel, if you just put I'm Jessica Brigham, except for YouTube, which is Jessica Brigham.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Jessica. I love your work, and I really look forward to seeing what you do in the future.
Thanks, Darla. This was great. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, guys, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, if you need help with marketing your interior design business, you're an architect, you're a to-the-trade vendor, you're a vendor for home goods, home furnishings, case goods, you name it, rugs, we do it all, and we do it incredibly well. Head out over to wingnutsocial.com to find out more there. And if you're a beginning designer, maybe you're not in the place to delegate marketing your business, because when you delegate it, not to a VA or to someone who's just going to throw up images, but someone who does it right with strategy and intention, it is a considerable investment, right, to grow your business. Maybe you're not there yet. So head on over to wingnutsocial.com still, because we still have our Instagram for Interior Designers course. And you're going to want to check out our past episodes. We had guests Ashley Marks, and that'll be in the show notes, who has just balls to the wall with that course. From taking that course, she's signed clients. She's showing up on Instagram. The most incredible case study I've seen from our course. I'm so proud. So proud of you, Ashley, for doing that and taking that and actually completing the course. Because a lot of us, we sign up for courses with the best of intentions, right? And we pay the money, but we don't actually really do the work. Something else comes up, or, you know, we're just not that person we were in the moment we bought it. Ashley was the person she was in the moment she bought it. She did all the workbooks. She did all the research. She followed everything to the T, and she is killing it. And that link to her episode will be in the show notes. All right, that's it for this week. Remember, until next time, get out there, get uncomfortable, and be great.
You've reached the end of this episode of Designed by Wingnut Social, but that's only the first step into accelerating your business the Wingnut way. Head over to wingnutsocial.com or call us at 786-206-4331 to see how we can help take your business from meh to amazing. We'll see you on the next episode of Designed by Wingnut Social, your digital marketing tightly fastened.
Welcome to the Gun Show. Hey, kids, and welcome to Designed by... Why is my level low? Hold on. Oh, it's my headphones. Hold on. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl. Send me a kiss by wire. Hey, kids, and welcome to Designed by Wingnut Social. I am your host, Interior Liver. I live in a house. I live within four walls. I live in an interior, so that gives me all of the expertise I need. All right. So, thank you again, wingnutsocial.com. We'll see you next week. Remember, until next time, to get out there, get great and be uncomfortable. All right, that's it for this week. Remember, until next time, to get out there. Good boy, Mango.